The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adyalila, Volume 1, Chapter 1, Text Number 2, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 26, 1975, in Mayapur, India.
Instances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all.
Bande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gauradaye Pishpamanto Chitra Sando Tamonido. Yesterday we discussed the first verse. Gurun Ishabhaktan Isham Ishabhatarakan Tatprakasan Sitat Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sam. Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he has got many fold expansion. The first expansion is Prakash, Swayam Prakash, Balaram, and Nityananda is Balaram. Brijanda Nandana Jai Satishuta Haila Sei Balaram Haila Nitai. We have to understand from the Mahajan, Narottamdas Thakur, sometimes some foolish people interpret Nityananda as expansion of Radharan. That is not the fact. Nityananda is Balaram. We have to know from Mahajan. We cannot manufacture our own idea. That is blasphemy. Sahajiya. Jatamat tatopat. These things are not accepted by Mahajan. Mahajan means who follows the previous Mahajan. This is the system. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu strictly followed this principle. Krishna also recommended, evam parampara praptam. We have to receive knowledge through the disciplic succession, Mahajangata. You cannot manufacture. This concoction has killed the spiritual life of India. You can think anyway, I can think in my way. That is not at all scientific. You cannot think 2 + 2 = 3 or 5. 2 + 2 = 4. You cannot think otherwise. I'll tell you to stop. So, Nityananda means Prakash, Swayam Prakash, Balaram. Balaram is, presenting Krishna. Therefore, Balaram is Guru Tattva. Guru is representative of Balaram, of Nityananda, Guru Nityananda, because he is exhibiting Krishna, he is presenting Krishna, Prakash. Just like when there is sunshine, you can see everything very correctly. That is called Prakash. In the darkness, everything is covered. At night, we cannot see. But during daytime, when there is prakash, illumination, then we can see everything. But Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. Balaram is prakash tattva. He is manifesting Krishna. Balaram Harilamikai. Bande Sri Krishna Chaitanya is the supreme absolute personality of Godhead. And next, Nityananda, Nityananda is exhibiting him. When Nityananda was preaching in Bengal, he first of all delivered the Jagai Mother. That was his first business. He showed how to serve Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya means Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anna. Radha Krishna combined together is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And Nityananda is exhibiting Krishna Chaitanya. So how one can exhibit Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? That is by his personal example. Nityananda Prabhu has given us lesson. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sending his devotees to preach, and Nityananda Prabhu was doing that, he used to go with Haridas Thakur to preach on the street, home to home. So, when they saw there was a big crowd on the street, so Nityananda Prabhu inquired from the people why there is so many people assembled. He was informed that there are two gundas, rogues, they are creating some trouble. The gundas, their business is to create trouble. That's all. Every one of us we know, especially at the present moment in Bengal. This is due to lack of preaching of Krishna consciousness. Nityananda Prabhu is not given the chance. Nityananda Prabhu is very eager to preach, but he is not given chance. Actually, those who are proud of becoming descendants of Nityananda Prabhu in Bengal, there is a family, they say that they are descendants from Nityananda Prabhu. So apart from controversy, even accepting that they are descendants from Nityananda Prabhu, their business is also to act like Nityananda Prabhu. So that business, what is that business? That is described by Narottam Das Thakur, Mahajan. Papi tapi jato chilo hori name uddharilo. Tar sakhi jagai madha. This is the business of Nityananda Prabhu, along with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sati Suta Hoilo Se. Balaram Haila Nita. So yes, Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda. Their identification is Lord Krishna and Balaram. Now, in the Krishna incarnation, these two brothers were engaged as cowherds and friends of the gopis, sons of Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. That is the actual life in Vrindavan. Krishna and Balaram, their village, cowherd's boy, that is the early age history of Krishna Balaram. And then another business, when they went to Mathura, they killed Kamsa and the wrestlers. And then again, when they went to Dwaraka, they had to fight with so many demons. But their childhood life, up to 16th year, they were in Vrindavan. Happy life, simply love. That is, paritranaya sadhuna. Sadhus, devotees, they are always anxious to see Krishna, Balaram, and their associates. They are always very much agreed on account of separation. To give them rejuvenation of life, Krishna Balaram play their childhood days in Vrindavan. And out of Vrindavan, beginning from Mathura up to Dwarka and other places, the business was vinashaya cha duskritam, killing. So, they have got two businesses, one for pacifying the devotees and the other is to kill the demon. Of course, Krishna and Balaram, their absolute truth, there is no difference between killing and loving. They are absolute. Those who are killed, you know, they are also delivered from this material bondage. Now, these same two brothers have again descended as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda. Sahodito. Simultaneously they have appeared. Not that one is appeared, another is not there. No, both of them. Sahodito. And they are compared with the sun and moon. The business of sun and moon is to dissipate darkness. The sun rises during daytime and the moon rises at night. But this sun and moon, wonderful sun and moon, Chitra, they have appeared together. But the business is the same, tamonido. Business is to dissipate dark. Because we are in darkness. Anyone who is in this material world, he is in darkness. Darkness means ignorance, no knowledge. They are mostly animals. Why they are animals? So civilized men, so well-dressed, and university education, degrees. Why they are in darkness? Yes, they are in darkness. What is the proof? The proof is that they are not Krishna conscious. This is it. That is their task. Ask anybody, item by item, there. Ask, what do they know about Krishna? Everyone is ignorant, dark. That is the proof. How? This is the proof, that Krishna says. We do not say. Krishna says. How does he say? Namāna duṣkitana mūḍhā prapadyante narātmā māyā aparita jñāna. Aparita jñāna means that although they have got university degrees, although they are called civilized, advanced in material civilization, but māyā aparita jñāna. Their degrees, because they do not know Krishna thoroughly, and therefore do not surrender to Krishna, which Krishna is canvassing personally. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja. He is personally canvassing. Because these rascals and fools, they are in darkness, they do not know what is the goal of life. Krishna is so kind that he is canvassing. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ. This is the philosophy. So still, they are not doing so. Why? Narādhamā. Because the lowest of the mankind. Narādhamā. How they have become Narādhamā? That duṣkriti, no? Always committing sinful life. What is sinful life? Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. Because they are addicted to these things, they are duṣkriti, no? And Narādhamā, lowest of the mankind. And whatever knowledge they are acquiring by so-called education, that is false knowledge. Māyā aparitaṁ jñānā. This is the position. So, Śrī Kṛṣṇa Caitanya and Nityānanda, they came, descended again, being merciful, same Krishna. Vajandanandana jai, satishita hoilu sei. Same Krishna. In a different way, they canvass the same principle. You can sit down. Yes, you are sleeping. Don't sleep. So, this is the darkness. And Śrī Caitanya Mahāprabhu appeared to drive away this darkness. Same Krishna. The same principle. There is no difference between Krishna's preaching and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. There is no difference. The difference is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is demanding, you rascal, you surrender unto me. You are suffering so much, you are rascal. I am your father. I want to see you happy. Therefore I have come. Surrender unto me. I shall give you all protection. Aham tva sarva papi bhamma krishna. You are suffering on account of your duṣkriti, all sinful activities. Whatever you are doing, all sinful activities. Except Krishna consciousness activities, whatever you do, that is sinful activity. But they have been summarized into four principles. The whole sinful activities of the world, they have been summarized in four lines. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intercourse. This is the summary. But otherwise, of these activities there are many, many branches. But if you cut the root of sinful activities, this illicit sex and gambling and meat eating, then generally, automatically, other sinful activities will go. Therefore, we who are propagating Krishna consciousness movement were just requesting that you give up this sinful. Otherwise, you will be implicated again. What is an implication? The implication is that your sinful life will get you next body, which is also sinful. And again you suffer. Suffering there is, as soon as you get material body, there is suffering. It may be a king's body, or it may be a cobbler's body. It doesn't matter. The suffering is there. But because these people are maya apurita jnana, they are accepting suffering as pleasure. This is called maya. He's suffering, but he's thinking it is good pleasure. Just like the pig is eating stool and is thinking he's enjoying life. This is called ignorance. He does not know that he's suffering. Maya has given his body to suffer, but even in the pig's body, he is thinking that he is enjoying life. This is called Maya. Mohito nabhijanati mame va paramabhayam. This is called illusion. Everyone in this material world, they are suffering in different grades. Just like in the prison house, there are different grades of prisoner. First class, second class, third class. But if the first class prisoner thinks they are enjoying life, that is ignorance. He should know that he is in the prison house. In the prison house, what is there in enjoyance? It is all suffering. Maybe first class suffering. But it is suffering. So they are all in the darkness. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu appeared to dissipate, tamonudam, to dissipate this dark of the whole human society. That is their kindness. They are. So Nityananda Prabhu being Prakash, he is manifesting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is canvassing the same thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is canvassing to accept Krishna consciousness. And to accept Krishna consciousness through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and their other assistants is easier. Therefore, we see practically, we have taught our disciples to chant first of all the Panchatattva. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Thank you. So, through the mercy of this Panchatattva, easily you can approach Krishna. Otherwise, how it is possible? These Europeans, Americans, they did not know what is Krishna. 4 or 5 years ago, they are unknown. How they have become so devotee of Krishna that 10,000 miles crossing over the sea, they have come here at Mayapur. Unless they have got developed love for this. Their coming is not so easy from neighboring villages, but with cost they have spent lakhs of dollars, $1 equal to 8 rupees, and they have come here. Why? Through the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya.